Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, March 23rd. Corn a bit lower as the grind down continues. Wheat steady to a little lower, and beans moving towards the lower end of the recent 8-day range. Overnight and quiet trade. Let's first take a look at the corn. We've got May finishing down a quarter cent at 358 and a quarter. May made a new low for the year at 357 and a quarter by a quarter of a cent, getting below the January 3rd low of 357 and a half. And December matched the January 3rd low of the year at 380 and a quarter before bouncing back a penny to finish again down three quarters of a cent at 381 and a quarter. Open interest has increased by 26,000 contracts this week, up 18,000 yesterday, as the funds continue this flip from long commodities to short. Funds now short about 28,000 contracts of corn. Export sales came in near the higher end of expectations, 1.47 million metric tons versus guesses of between 820,000 and 1.5. Taking a look at wheat, we've got May finishing up a quarter cent at 422 and a half, with Kansas City May finishing down a half cent at 432 even after breaks rather over the last couple of days of between 15 and 20 cents or so. We have a little bit of pause in the action. Open interest in the wheat still up 26,000 contracts on the week and 10,000 contracts higher yesterday. Funds now short about 115,000 contracts of wheat. Export sales came in near the higher end of expectations, 568,000 versus estimates of between 300 and 650,000. Moving to the beans, we've got May down 3 3/4 at 996, with November down 3 3/4 at 995, down here at the lower end of the range of between 995 and 1008 or so that we have been in now for the last couple of weeks. Funds are long about 95,000 contracts of beans, and we are looking at about the eighth consecutive day of this consolidation. We were lower overnight on weakness in Malaysian palm oil, and FC Stone has put the bean acreage estimate at 87.3 million acres. Export sales were near the higher end of expectations, 818,000 metric tons versus guesses of between 350 and 900,000. The weather continues pretty negative in the grains, with nothing threatening in South America. Decent rains heading into the plains again, maybe missing a fraction of the southwestern plains, but those may get some coverage in the longer term forecasts. And outside markets, we've got the dollar up 3 points at 99.50, crude oil down 16 cents a barrel at 47.88, stock market down about 25 points in pre-opening trade, and gold's trading up $2.90 an ounce at $1,254.10 an ounce. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have any questions, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.